Hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where I am here to bring you yet another in-depth look into another movie that may be a little bit more controversial than the last one we talked about. So this one will definitely have its viewership, and it's also going to have people that will stray away, probably without even giving it a second thought. This movie is so poignant because of this time in our lives, time in our country, just as a nation as a whole, the United States of America. We are at the precipice of another election, barely 3 weeks away from deciding who will be our next president. And the country is very divided. We're broken. We're searching for answers. We're trying to debate the lesser of the evils. And we have to really look and see what are the sins that we can live with? Not necessarily that we do ourselves, but that we can look beyond some just the more minor things to look at the big picture. And a lot of people are having problems with that because there we have one candidate that has a clear love for country and love for its citizens specifically. And we have another candidate that tries to pretend that they are for everybody. And it just doesn't work that way. It's like it used to be a clear dividing line with the parties. One party stood for something, another party stood for something else. It's that line is blurred over the years. And so it makes it very complicated. And in this story, we see something very similar to that. This is another piece, so to say, of the God's Not Dead movies. This one is God's Not Dead and God We Trust. Now, there's a lot of theaters around the country that never got this film. So if you are not even aware of this movie, do not feel bad. I don't know if it was marketed the greatest. I'm not blaming the studio or blaming anything like that. It's just that Hollywood really tries to suppress movies like this because it goes against their agenda. And this movie also has an agenda, but it's an agenda for people instead of against them. And so that is a very clear dividing line. I will say this movie, I'm going to give this a guilty rating just because of some of the content that is addressed in this movie. I am giving this a guilty rating. Score-wise, you're going to have to hang on with me here for a little bit if you want the score. But in this movie, in God's Not Dead and God We Trust, I want to touch on something that's part of this movie before we get into the movie. It touches on it in the credits, and a lot of people get up and leave as soon as the credits start rolling. But there is something so important in the credits that it points out, and I just want to make it a point to point this out because I know not everybody listens through the whole review. And I understand, some people might not find it interesting, and so be it. But this movie makes it a point to say that there are 40 million Christians that don't vote. I can't help but think how things would be swayed if those people voted. And of those 40 million, 15 million are not even registered. Think of the difference that you can make. If you know somebody who's not registered, help them go get registered to vote. Help them have a voice. Think if people voted with their faith. Think of those 40 million people, if they voted their beliefs, if they voted their faith, if they voted what was truly important to them, what a change that could make. And that really is a big part of this movie. And this, what's being presented here in God We Trust, God's Not Dead and God We Trust, is you see the candidates, and early on in the movie, there is one of the candidates that suddenly dies and it leaves the other candidate. And so he basically thinks it's going to be a shoo-in because it's this close to the election. The other party's not going to be able to come up with a replacement that quick, right? Well, that's where the movie kind of throws things a little bit into just a bit of a tizzy, as to say. And so you've probably seen him in the other God's Not Dead movies, but Reverend David Hill. He's been a very staple character in the other Godzilla and Dead movies. And for some reason, he is chosen to be the next candidate. Well, he starts going on these shows and, you know, doing the whole questions and answers and the whole debate thing. And one thing that is very forward with David Hill, Reverend David Hill, is he's faith forward. Everything he does is faith forward. He openly prays. He openly puts himself out there. He openly just does all this, and he answers things in such a way that the other side basically opens him up for criticism because of the whole separation of church and state. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is there's another movie out right now that deals very heavily with the whole idea of church and state, because the separation of church and state doesn't mean what you think it means. It really doesn't. Maybe you do understand what it really means, but a lot of people don't. The separation of church and state is supposed to limit the government's influence on religion. It's not supposed to limit the religious, people's religious freedoms. And okay, our founding fathers, though of different belief systems, a lot of the things that we have in this nation were founded because of their belief systems. Now, did they all agree? No, but they don't have to. The other movie that I'm talking about, the one that's also referencing the separation of church and state, I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow, so be sure to come back. I'm not going to tell you which one it is. You'll have to come back tomorrow to find out. But in this one, I liked a line that was in this movie. It says, it's useless to fight the dark with darkness. You can only fight dark with light. And that just, it so resonates with so much that's happening even today. And honestly, people love an underdog story. It's like you want to root for the underdog. You want to cheer for the underdog. You want the underdog to be successful. And how they do that with this film, not everybody's going to agree with. I mean, there's going to be a large portion of the Christian society that does, but there's going to be even people that are going to find themselves conflicted on what they think of this movie. And honestly, I'm one of them. This movie, the score that where I'm at with this movie is just a 5.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, that doesn't mean that I am finding huge flaws with this movie. It just means that this is not a movie for everyone. There are flaws in this movie. There are just some things that just as a critic and to staying true to the Deputy scale that I have to just fall kind of within that range. I was maybe debating even mid sixes, but the longer I sat in, the longer I pondered, that is where I ended up with this one. I saw this one in the theater just like everybody else. And I sat around talking to people afterwards, and there were, I'd probably say 95% of the people that were there, the theater is about half full, were devout Christians. And it was kind of interesting hearing the takes on the movie that a couple of them were really glad it was done the way it was. There was one younger lady in particular who felt that they pushed maybe a little bit too far, that was just downright preachy. And I honestly kind of agreed with her. That was kind of my thought. I didn't even have a chance to express it yet, but it comes across as maybe being a little bit too far forward. Now, it wasn't too far forward for everybody, though. There were people that thought it was just right. And there was even a few people that thought it wasn't enough. So, I mean, not everybody's going to always agree on stuff like this, but that's why it's so important to have a voice, to use your voice. Now, how do you use your voice? You can sit there and talk, or if you can sign, if you're deaf, or communicate any way you can, but it's not enough to just have a voice. You have a voice. You can voice that voice in a way that matters by voting. Now, mind you, I'm not telling you to go out and register as one party or the other or anything like that. I'm just saying go out and vote. Go out, register to vote. I don't know if the deadline for the election has passed yet. I'm not sure. I should have looked that up before I did this review. But like I was saying earlier, there are 40 million Christians in this country that do not vote. 15 million of them are not even registered. This is information that is in the credits of this movie. That's where I'm getting this data from. I can't help but imagine the difference that could be made if even a fraction of them went out and voted. And voted their conscience, and voted their heart, and voted what was important to them. Now, people say that, oh, it's just one vote. If one vote doesn't matter. Well, it's like saying one voice. One voice doesn't matter. Well, guess what? It does. One voice does matter. One vote does matter. There have been so many important elections in our history that have been divided by just a handful of votes. And just that handful of votes swayed the election. So just think, you could be that person. You could be one of those handful of votes. But the only way to do so is to go out there and vote. So be sure to do so legally. In Nebraska, where I am, we passed a voter ID law. I can't wait till that is valid in all 50 states. It is not difficult to have voter ID. And in Nebraska, I'm not sure about other states, but in Nebraska, you can go get a state ID card free of charge that has a photo ID for voting purposes and for identification purposes. But the thing is, you have to be a citizen and you have to prove you're a citizen or a legal resident to get one of those. And guess what? If you're not, guess what? You don't get to vote. And that's not being discriminatory. That's not being racist. That's not being anything else. But voting is a privilege, not a right. And a lot of people don't get that. And you may be misunderstanding part of what I'm saying here, when I'm saying go out and vote. But I'm saying if you're legal, go out and vote. If you are a citizen of this United States of America, it is your duty to go out and vote. Our men and women of the armed forces, past, present, and future, are out there defending our freedoms. And they are out there defending our liberties. And they are out there defending our right to alienate and even offend each other because of free speech. Just because you hate something that somebody says does not make it hate speech. And even, honestly, hate speech is even protected. There's a lot of controversy on stuff like that. But yes, even hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. It doesn't protect people from consequences, but it does protect the speech itself. So I hope that this has informed you a little bit today. I hope so. I hope I haven't bored you to tears too much. As always, you know the right buttons to push. If you want to be the first to get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy review episodes, be sure to go over and subscribe to our YouTube channel because they go live over there a couple hours before these episodes go live on any of the podcast platforms. So I hope that you hit those buttons and be sure to come back tomorrow because I'm going to be talking about another movie that deals with the separation of church and state that has been quite in the news lately. So I hope you come back. I can't wait. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.